Anchorage, WMAL, Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News now.
Special report, truck attack in France. I'm Elliot Francis. At least 84 people are dead after a truck packed with weapons rammed through a crowd of people in the French resort city of Nice overnight, Reid Binion reports.
Crowds were gathered to watch Bastille Day fireworks on the city's promenade. Then the driver of a large truck fired shots into the crowd and barreled down the street in a murderous tear that lasted for more than a mile.
You could hear banging sounds as the truck drove over people.
Among the dead, parents and children.
That was the worst thing, was watching couples and parents running with their children.
Police shot the driver dead, finding guns, explosives, and grenades in the truck. I'm Reid Binion.
Terrorism is suspected. No group has claimed responsibility. French President Francois talked about resolve.
In these circumstances, we have to demonstrate
d'une vigilance absolute.
Absolute vigilance.
A state of emergency will be extended for 3 months. I'm Elliot Francis. In Washington, President Obama is reacting to the attack in Nice with an offer of help from the U.S. Correspondent Bob Costantini explains.
Mr. Obama says the United States condemns in the strongest possible terms what he describes as a horrific terrorist attack. U.S. officials will be in touch with French authorities to offer assistance in the investigation. The president closes his statement, noting once again that France is our oldest ally.
Concerns over security in Cleveland have been ramping up ahead of next week's Republican National Convention. Secretary of Homeland Security Jay Johnson tells What Can Be Done.
There's a certain level of First Amendment protected activity that is guaranteed to demonstrators at national political conventions that will be confined, that will be roped off in an isolated area. But it's something that we'll have a lot of security devoted to, Mr. Chairman.
Many of these security concerns driven by recent incidents of racial discord across the U.S. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by ARS of Virginia. Because of the attack in Nice, Donald Trump has postponed his planned announcement today of his choice of running mate. But when he does make the announcement, there is strong speculation it'll be Indiana Governor Mike Pence.
One man who knows Governor Mike Pence better than most is Greg Garrison, a personal friend of the Indiana governor, as well as a talk show host on WIBC Radio. So what can we expect if Pence is in fact Trump's pick?
He doesn't pull any trigger until he's well sighted in. He doesn't get mad much. He's got a real long fuse.
As numerous media outlets are reporting, Pence will be Donald Trump's VP pick. Trump himself has not confirmed this. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A Prince George's County man who shot and killed a firefighter who he mistook for an intruder has now been indicted on 6 weapons charges. But a grand jury refused to indict Daryl Lumpkin on murder charges. Firefighters were called to Lumpkin's home on April 15th to check on him, but when he appeared to be unresponsive, they forced their way in. Lumpkin then shot firefighter John Olmschneider. Fantasy sports websites are coming under new regulation in Maryland. It means you can still play, but now you'll also get some extra protection.
Maryland wants to regulate daily fantasy sports on sites like DraftKings and FanDuel.
Provide consumer protection to ensure that the integrity of the game does not harm or damage the players.
That's Comptroller Peter Francho. He's proposing new regulations that include restricting players' maximum spending to $1,000 a month and setting an 18-year-old age requirement.
I emphasize that we're not regulating the traditional fantasy sports that everybody's familiar with.
The comptroller's rules would not become effective for at least 30 days after the legislature reviews them. Caroline Tucker on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 18,506, the NASDAQ at 50,34. Sports, the Nats open the second half of the season at home tonight against the Pirates. The O's are in Tampa Bay. WMDA, the Mystics are in Seattle tonight. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Attention homeowners. With this extreme heat, your air conditioning system is working hard every day. If it suddenly stops or something doesn't seem quite right, call ARS to the rescue. For a limited time, we'll waive our service call fee with any repair. That's right, a free service call with any repair. That's huge savings. If your AC breaks down, ARS Rescue Router is ready to help 24 hours a day. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to The Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your number one source for mortgage news. Every Saturday, Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you the best tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to The Mortgage Radio Show every Saturday at 1 p.m. on WMAL or call 800-700-8068 to learn more.
5:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
270, quiet. Frederick and down to the Beltway each direction. For the Beltway, good. Nice quiet start as well, Maryland and Virginia. For Route 50, John Hanson Highway, if you're heading outbound, leaving the Beltway, going east on 50, passing 704. Keep alert up ahead near Freeway Airport. They're still doing the paving project. Two right lanes are blocked, and they are scheduled to be out there until 9 if they need to be. Yesterday, that did cause some morning volume, so keep that in mind. No problems to report. Route 4, Route 5 up to the Beltway. Virginia, 66. Good shape here. Early start both inside and outside the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
No rest from the 90-degree heat over the next few days, although temperatures may come down just a few degrees by the weekend. Today, we're up to 95, hot, humid, with a mix of clouds and sunshine. Tonight, mid-70s. Saturday, a stray afternoon thunderstorm might help a bit. 91. Sunshine, low 90 Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 73 in Leesburg, 78 in Bethesda, 78 in Washington. Scores dead in France in the latest terror attack. Get the latest at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. And AM 630. WMAL.
It is Friday, and boy, do we need it after this week. Good morning, 5:07 on WMAL. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry, and we have full in-depth coverage of the terror attacks in Nice, France, that occurred late yesterday afternoon. In fact, to that end at 6:05, Mark Krikorian happens to be in Nice, France. Of course, you remember him from the on our immigration discussions here on WMAL. He's an analyst of immigration policy. He's there. 6:35 will bring us Dr. Seb Gorka, expert on international terrorism. At 7:15, we're going to talk to Ambassador Jim Woolsey, former CIA director. And at 8:05, we'll talk to Dr. Zudi Jasser. All that on yesterday's terror attacks. Also mixed in there, sure, at 7:05, we'll check in with David Hawkins at Roll Call to talk about the imminent pick of Mike Pence as Donald Trump's vice presidential candidate. There's a lot to cover. Let's get right to it. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
We'll start, of course, with the overnight developments in France. Overnight to us, it's now 11 o'clock in the morning there in France, and they are still reeling from what happened during a Bastille Day celebration. People are in Nice, France. They're lined up to watch the fireworks, and out of the blue, unexpectedly, someone takes a white truck and drives it through the crowd for 1.3 miles. And it is a somber and tragic scene there in Nice, France. The images, quite frankly, are very disturbing and very difficult to look at this morning. 84 people now dead and some 50 more injured. A good number of those are children and who were run over by a man in a truck. Now, the man drove for 1.3 miles. It was just chaos as people tried to flee. This truck was doing about 40 miles an hour. The man jumped out of the truck and opened fire with a gun and killed more people. He was engaged with by police and was killed. He is a 31-year-old Tunisian man, and President Francois Hollande has said that this is undeniably a terrorist attack. Inside the van, they found a cache of weapons. There were guns, grenades, and what is being described, and not with any great detail, as larger weapons.
I'm sorry for jumping in here, Brian. That has to be an error because the nation of France has very, very strict gun control laws. In fact, they don't have a Second Amendment. They don't have a NRA in France. So I'm sure that they got those reports wrong there. Right?
Yeah,
how could he possibly have weapons to
kill? There were guns, grenades, and larger weapons found inside the truck. And, you know, and you make a good point, you know, that very tight laws there. There should be no guns in France, but apparently there are.
Bad guys.
And beyond that, you know, even if you didn't have the guns, he had a truck.
Yeah.
So there is that conversation.
Comprehensive gun control. Truck control.
That's right. Maybe we need to take action against people who drive big white trucks. So it's a very sad situation there in Nice, France. The president in our country has made comment about it. Donald Trump, as we will talk about more in a little bit, has delayed the official announcement of his vice presidential running mate because he felt it was improper to do so. And that is where we are on that. Tragic. It does appear to be terrorism at every step of the way. There doesn't seem to be any doubt about this. And again, I think the question is, you know, how do you respond in a situation? The president of France has said that he intends to go into Syria and do what he can to annihilate these ISIS elements. It's expected that this was ISIS-inspired. The man who was been arrested, his name has not been given out. As I said, he's a French national, but he's from Tunisia, 31 years old. Police say, yeah, we knew of him. He was sort of a local thief. But the national security folks apparently had no knowledge of this guy whatsoever. He wasn't on their radar whatsoever. Mm-hmm. So it has all the markings of a lone wolf, ISIS-inspired attack. But it's early as we continue the investigation there in Nice.
But, Brian, we do know that ISIS has specifically put out calls for just this kind of attack. They put out calls through their social media networks, through much of their outward use of the media to send messages that say, you know, use your vehicles, drive into crowds, they've actually said. Mm-hmm. He's from Tunisia. You know, let's not forget Tunisia, the home of the very first what was referred to as the Arab Spring protests and uprisings back during the early part of the Obama and Clinton administrations, considering Clinton was the Secretary of State back then, and they embraced the Arab Spring. This is a wonderful thing. Tunisia, you know, was all the rage to embrace what happened in Tunisia there. Well, you know, there's plenty of bad stuff going on in those countries as well, and the Arab Spring hasn't quite turned out the way this administration wanted it to. The president put out a written statement via Twitter saying that on behalf of the American people, I condemn in the strongest terms what appears to be a horrific terrorist attack in Nice, France. That was just before 8 o'clock. That was also just before he participated in a town hall on race relations. We'll get you some audio on that at the bottom of this hour. But how did Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump both react to this? Well, Donald Trump, for his part, was on Fox News Channel speaking with Greta Van Susteren. And he specifically said that we have to be very tight with our borders. We need to get back and fix our border problem because, well, France, they don't do much about their borders as being part of the EU. Bill O'Reilly also had Donald Trump on, and he pressed the presumptive GOP nominee on specifically what he'd do as commander-in-chief.
Would you go to Congress and ask for a declaration of war?
I would. This is war. If you look at it, this is war coming from all different parts.
It's definitely war coming from the terrorists, but our response hasn't been very warlike. Hillary Clinton, for her part, she was on Anderson Cooper. She also phoned in to Bill O'Reilly. We'll get to that in a minute. But here she is with Anderson Cooper.
It's clear we are at war with these terrorist groups and what they represent. It's a different kind of war. And we need to be smart about how we wage it and win it.
Later in the interview, she said that not only are we at war, but we need to have an intelligence surge. People are still quite trying to figure out what that means, an intelligence surge. Hmm. She's trying to sound tough and say, you know, yes, we're going to fight this war. And she's using the surge terminology that George W. Bush and General David Petraeus used in Iraq. But, of course, she doesn't want to do a surge with troops. That would actually mean that we're serious about fighting this war and killing the bad guys. So what we need is an intelligence surge. We need more spies. That's how we'll win this war.
Well, listen, I do feel that's sort of the thing that is missing out of the equation. Where is the overwhelming, I mean, after two attacks in France, after ISIS-inspired attacks inside this country, where is the national will and the world will to go in and crush ISIS once and for all? I mean, to just come in there with everything we've got to take out this threat. We are doing it in measured ways, and I'm not sure this is a war we can fight in a measured way. I think it is time.
Oh, sure. He went to Harvard.
Sorry for that. That was a misfire. And so I don't know that we can have a situation where we do it in half measures. I think we absolutely have to go forward in a very aggressive way. And that just doesn't seem to be, on anybody's plate right now.
Well, the question is, by going in with overwhelming force against ISIS enemies in Syria and in Iraq and other parts of the world, does that stop some guy from Tunisia in a truck? I would say yes. It actually makes a dent in those kinds of attacks. You have to demoralize people out there who might be inspired to join this team. You need to actually defeat the leadership and defeat the ideology and defeat them. Dr. Sebastian Gorka, literally wrote the book on this. His book is Defeating Jihad. He will join us at 6:35. We'll ask him about that. And as I said, at 7:15, Ambassador Jim Woolsey, former CIA director, plenty more to talk about.
Yeah, we're going to be on this for a lot this morning, so stay right here.
It is 5:15 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, guys, and it's a good start this morning. Right now, coming in from the west, 66, looking good. No troubles to report Beltway, in fact, through Annandale Tysons and the Maryland Beltway off to a quiet start. Route 50, John Hanson Highway, heading eastbound. They do have the paving project that they've been doing all week, heading out past 197. They still have the two right lanes blocked, but they are scheduled and allowed to be out there until 9 o'clock, and it did cause some volume delays yesterday, so keep that in mind. I'll keep a watch on it for you. For now, no delay as you work past the paving project there. Let's get you in through town on Baltimore-Washington Parkway 50 and New York and Kenilworth Avenue, incident-free. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We've got a mix of clouds and sun today. It's going to continue in that hot and humid trend. Boy, what a day it was yesterday with the heat and the air. My car temperature, I drove out to Point of Rocks yesterday to get some of that Rocky Point Creamery ice cream that I like so much.
Oh, you got to thinking about it.
Well, it was the kid's last day in town, so we had to get some good ice cream. 100 degrees on my car thermometer out there.
I was sitting under a tree in the shade in my car. It's 97 in the shade.
Well, it's going to be like that today. Hot and humid, 95 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 74. Here's your weekend forecast. Saturday, partly cloudy skies in the morning hours, and then overcast in the afternoon. Look for a stray shower a Saturday afternoon, high of 91 degrees. And then Sunday, real sunny day. No rain in the forecast for Sunday right now. High in the low 90s. These temperatures in the 90s pretty much stretch in all through the week next week, so just get used to it. Right now, 78 degrees in the nation's capital, 517.
If your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate mycleanpc software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com.
You know, anytime we have even the slightest excuse to bring Jim Nabors on singing Back Home Again. Yes, it is. That's Gomer Pyle.
Goober says, hey.
Starting the Indianapolis 500. He, of course, an Indiana native, and so is Mike Pence. A man from the Hoosier state, the governor of that state, former congressman and part of Republican leadership when he was here in Washington, D.C., and I'm told a very regular guest here on WMAL back when he was in Washington, D.C., because he's a former talk radio host, too, Mike Pence.
Mm-hmm.
He comes from the world of talk radio, understands the media. He, according to multiple reports yesterday, he is Donald Trump's choice for vice president going into the convention week. Now, Donald Trump has decided, out of respect for the terror attacks in Nice, France, to postpone his announcement that was scheduled for today in New York City. And one clue that it is, in fact, for sure, Mike Pence as his vice presidential pick, beyond just the unnamed top-level Republican and Trump campaign officials who told the New York Times, Washington Post, CNN, and all these other outlets yesterday about this. The other hint is that he got on a plane and went to New York yesterday.
Well, there was one other hint. He decided not to sign up to run for re-election as governor.
Right.
So, if it's not him...
Mike Pence is really...
Pence's host.
Yeah, a little bit. And to that end, the reason that we're sort of hedging on this is because, first of all, it was supposed to be announced today at 11 a.m. As I said, Donald Trump said that he is going to postpone that announcement out of respect to the terror attacks. But then he went on Fox News last night, speaking with Greta Van Susteren, and said,
I've got three people that are fantastic. I think Newt is a fantastic person. I think Chris Christie is a fantastic person, been a friend of mine for 15 years, just a fantastic person. And as my
Mike, and Mike has done a great job as governor of Indiana. But I haven't made a final decision.
I haven't made a final decision.
See, now I think that's Donald Trump. I think they lost control of this yesterday, and it irritates them. They wanted a big splash announcement today at 11 o'clock initially, and they lost control of the announcement. It got out, as it often does. These things, it's not too hard to figure it out. If you figure, you just watch everybody, and whoever gets on the plane is the guy. And so, you know, it became very clear, and then it got confirmed, and it got reported. And I think he wants to make I think he's sort of sticking his finger in the eye of the media by saying, it's not my final decision. It appears. You know, look, anything is possible with Donald Trump, but it appears this is the guy.
Yeah, until you see him standing next to him on a podium,
you don't know
waving,
for sure, right?
Saying, this is my man, you don't know. But I have to say, I personally think it's a very, very intelligent choice. This, picking Governor Mike Pence, first of all, sends a signal to, I hate to say it, the Republican establishment. You know, they are a real thing. There is a Republican establishment. And this is a guy that the Republican establishment will be very, very hard-pressed to criticize. He has been within those circles. He has been highly praised and even part of the Republican establishment for a while until he didn't like the direction of where the Republican leadership in the House of Representatives were going. But he didn't throw a temper tantrum and he didn't,
did something else.
Yeah, he said, you know what, I'm going to go be governor of Indiana.
Listen, he is a social conservative. He rocked ribbed conservative. There's nobody who is stronger on pro-life issues, for example, than Mike Pence. So it also shores up Donald Trump's problem with conservatives who are just a little wary of Donald Trump. They're not sure about him. This does give them some confidence that there'll be a voice in the room, at least, when big decisions are made.
If Donald Trump's ambiguity about Planned Parenthood is a problem, you can feel a little better about this. Mike Pence is the congressman who introduced the bill to defund Planned Parenthood in the House of Representatives.
And the other thing about Mike Pence is he's an adult, and he's a measured and very somber, sober, steady Eddie kind of guy. He's a guy who's not flashy, although he did pretty well in showing that he could be an attack dog when he was with Donald Trump the other day. He's well-liked in most circles within the Republican Party, and certainly I heard a phrase, I wish I could remember who said it yesterday. It's not me. I'm just going to steal it. He said, you know, this is a choice that is Trumplementary.
Trumplementary.
It's complementary. He is strong where some might perceive Donald Trump to be weak.
All right. Well, a little bit more on Mike Pence.
By the way, I like it.
You like it. I like the choice. But there are some drawbacks. Some people are concerned about it. We'll tell you what the concerns about Mike Pence are in just a moment. Stay with us much more this morning. It's 522.
LOL.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
Won't argue with that.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the summer blowout sale at Chamonix. So now, for the first time ever, you get a month of Genucel free with your order today. That's right. They're giving away a free month supply of Genucel if you call right now. It's Larry O'Connor. You've heard me rave about the most effective under-eye bags and puffiness treatment called Genucel. It's plant stem cell therapy. And with its immediate effects, you're going to see results in 12 hours guaranteed or your money back. And as a special bonus gift, right now, Chamonix is giving away their best-selling LaSance neck treatment absolutely free. It's free with your order of Genucel today. Listen to Patricia, a real user from Newport Beach, California. I've been using this product for over a year now and I love it, Patricia says. I never go without having another tube on hand. It's amazing. It is. Call 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. Call now. Chamonix's going to pay your shipping and handling. That's right. Three free gifts with your order of Genucel. 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. That's 800-525-2720.
Will Rogers tells us the best time to think about retirement is before your boss does. Unfortunately, conventional financial services is not delivering the income or the wealth that most people need to feel confident about themselves or their future. My name is Chris Cumey. Join me this week on the Do-It-Yourself Investor Show as we discuss how to protect what you have in the financial markets, how to position what you have away from the U.S. stock market, and how to profit as a do-it-yourself investor. To learn how to become a do-it-yourself investor, attend a free Investor Foundations class at your local online trading academy learning center. Call 877-304-8723. That's 877-304-TRADE. Or you can register online at freeotaclass.com. That's freeotaclass.com. Call now to claim your seat in your Investor Foundations class.
Listen to Do It Yourself Investing Saturday and Sunday at 3 here on WMAL.
You get used to it, but you really shouldn't.
I'm not sure what you mean.
Let me turn this off. Junk is like ambient noise.
You don't realize how much it was bothering you until it's gone.
Now let's get rid of some visual noise.
All you have to do is point.
That, and that.
And all of that.
Wow, it's a new world.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week, so you never have to take off work to meet us.
When you're ready for some visual peace and quiet,
visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
It's 525 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten. She's on the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We like this one. We're up at speed on 66. No troubles. Gainesville, not only through Manassas toward the Beltway, but inside the Beltway looks good, too. On 95, 395 out of Stafford, up through and across the 14th Street Bridge. I'm looking at a nice steady pace for everybody. Making our travels through town, we have a couple areas where we have work zones. Rock Creek Parkway near the Kennedy Center, alternating one lane each direction. Scheduled to be there until 6, and work crews on 50, the John Hanson Highway, scheduled to be there until 9. So heading eastbound, outbound 50 near 197 near Freeway Airport, you have two lanes that get by. Right now, no delay. For Maryland 95, also good, 270 quiet. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Continuing with the dangerous heat once again today. Very warm to start the day. Quickly into the 80s. Hot, humid this afternoon. 95 will feel hotter. Tonight, few clouds, 74. Tomorrow, a hit or miss storm in the afternoon might bring some relief. Don't bet on it. 91. Sunshine Sunday. Highs low 90s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
The 78 degrees right now. Traffic and weather brought to you by Hadid Carpet Cleaning.
At Hadid Cleaning Services, we know pets are part of the family, and accidents happen.
Your rugs and carpets need a deep down professional clean.
You need Hadid.
Right now, get our best deal ever. Clean two rugs, get an equal or lesser rug cleaned for free. For details, go to joehadid.com.
Is it going to be Indiana Mike to the rescue?
Indiana Pence.
That's right. He is presumed to be the selection by Donald Trump, unless something happens. And by the way, the late reports last night, Pence accepted. There was a time here where everyone was talking about this, and Mike Pence hadn't heard a darn thing about it.
Yeah, I think it got ahead of Donald actually making the call to Mike Pence and saying, oh, by the way, you're it.
Yeah. And by the way, one of the news organs, there are a couple that sort of jumped out with it very quickly yesterday afternoon. One of them was Roll Call, and we're going to have David Hawkins of Roll Call. He's the senior editor there joining us at 7:05. Here's what people are concerned about. Mike Pence, as governor of Indiana, was at the center of the whole religious freedom LGBT rights storm last year. You remember that? It was in Indiana where that law was passed. People are not concerned about where he stands on this. They're concerned that the left and the media will use this to just sort of paint him. Oh, well, he's anti-gay. Oh, he's anti-gay. He doesn't want a baker to make a wedding cake for a gay marriage. And it'll bring gay marriage into this political discussion. Yeah. And it hasn't been part of it because Trump isn't really that hardline on it. They're worried about that. And they're also worried about him being a target for the pro-choice people.
One of the things, though, about Pence that I like is he's a policy guy. He did the Republican Study Committee. He was on that, you know, and leadership. And he understands the big issues of the day. He's a good guy.
Conservative issues are in his DNA. However, as governor, he was soft on Common Core, in my opinion, and he did open up an Obamacare exchange, Medicaid expansion in that state, which, you know, unlike in Virginia and other red states, he went ahead and bought into a little bit of the Affordable Care Act deal there. So that's the report. We'll get more on it as the day goes on.
It's 5:28.
Message and data rates may apply.
If you're a guy over 40 and you want to stay on top of your game, try a sample bottle of GNC's top-selling, award-winning Nugenix. Listen, if you're experiencing lower sex drive, general sluggishness, and decreased performance, Nugenix is a powerful man-boosting formula. For 2013, it won GNC's Innovative Product of the Year and was also named GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting BOOST to 99000. Nugenix uses a clinically researched key ingredient to invigorate a man's body and increases libido. Enjoy more passion, higher sex drive, improved performance. Be more the man you want to be in the gym and in the bedroom. You want to stay on top of your game, don't you? Then try top-selling, award-winning Nugenix and feel like the best man you can be. Nugenix is available at GNC and Vitamin Shoppe, but you can only get your complimentary bottle by texting BOOST to 99000. Again, text B-O-O-S-T to 99000.
WMAL, go.
Where Washington comes to talk.
I'm just doing what I always do here, and that's tell you what I think of things.
We ought to get to the bottom of it, no?
Consider this your microphone. Consider this your conversation.
There you go.
My mother told me, never discuss politics or religion.
Rebel, Rebel. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
Rebel, Rebel. I'll be the one to speak the truth on this.
You're always right, and I love listening to you. I love you
so. Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
All right, it's 5:30. We're going to check in with Bill Thompson now in WMAL Newsroom as he has the latest out of France. And as I said, all morning long, we've got plenty of guests to discuss the terror attacks. Also coming up after the news, we're going to talk about last night's race town hall held by President Obama. He didn't let the terror attacks get in the way of his agenda. We'll play you the highlights and lowlights. And Hillary was in Virginia. All that coming up after the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. AFP is reporting at least 84 people are dead after yesterday's attack in Nice, France. An armed terrorist drove a truck into a large crowd gathered for Bastille Day. He opened fire on pedestrians, then systematically drove the truck more than a mile through the crowd, running down dozens.
You saw the driver?
Yes, I saw him. I saw him.
He looked like what?
He was not controlling. He was nervous. He was not controlling the wheel.
Il ne comprenait pas le volant.
Yes, and I looked to the girl under the car because she was smashed her, and
il regardait à ce moment-là malheureusement une jeune femme.
The guy in the,
there was a girl
yes,
under
yes,
the truck.
Yes, I didn't see behind already, but I saw one.
Yes,
and already.
He was driving over her.
He smashed her all over the way.
Finally, police shot and killed the man. At least 18 other people remain hospitalized in critical condition. German police say they are now stepping up border checks on the French frontier following the attack in Nice. President Obama was notified of the attack just moments after it happened yesterday and has been continuing to get updates.
The president releasing a statement, I want to read it in part for you, saying, on behalf of the American people, I condemn in the strongest terms what appears to be a horrific terrorist attack in Nice, France, which killed and wounded dozens of innocent civilians. Our thoughts and prayers are with the families and other loved ones of those killed, and we wish a full recovery for the many wounded. The president also directing his national security team to offer any kind of assistance to French officials when it comes to the investigation into these terrorist attacks, and vowing solidarity with the French people.
Correspondent Suzanne Malveaux. In light of the Nice attack, Donald Trump is postponing the official announcement of his running mate, which had been planned for later this morning. Multiple media outlets are reporting that Trump has selected Indiana Governor Mike Pence. Checking your money. The Dow opened today at 18,506. The NASDAQ at 50,34. Sports. Steven Strasburg gets the start tonight as the Nets host Pittsburgh. The O's are in Tampa Bay. WNBA, the Mystics take on the Storm in Seattle tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Waving to someone and then realizing you don't know them. Embarrassing. Walking through a screen door at a large party. Embarrassing. Talking to your doctor about your poop? Come on, it's your doctor. He's heard it all before. So don't keep a lid on it. Talk to your doctor if you have frequent diarrhea, unexplained weight loss, gas, bloating, or stomach pain. Because if you have just one of these symptoms, you could have a medical condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. It means your pancreas isn't making enough enzymes to break down the food you eat. But the good news is, EPI is a manageable condition. Go to identifyepi.com and take the symptom quiz. That's identifyepi.com. Print out your answers, bring it to your doctor, and just talk about your symptoms. Don't keep a lid on it. Talk to your doctor. Go to identifyepi.com to learn more.
Brought to you by AbbVie.
Far, far away lies a place called the Warehouse of the Unexpected. No one orders from this warehouse, but oh, does it deliver. Random accidents and liabilities to small businesses all day long. But fear not. When the unexpected strikes, the Hartford can help your business prevail. Ask your agent for the Hartford by name or visit thehartford.com/prevail. Coverage subject to policy terms. Coverage provided by Hartford Fire and Affiliates.
Hi, I'm Carl Daikeler, the CEO of Beachbody, and I'm here to tell you about an amazing new way you can start losing weight for free right now. You've probably seen our workout DVDs on TV like P90X, Insanity, and 21 Day Fix. We just launched a beta trial of our new digital video platform, Beachbody On Demand. So while we're testing out this new digital video service, I'm inviting you to use it for free for 30 days. That means you can lose 10 pounds, 20 pounds, even 30 pounds without paying a dime. Text the word trial to 303030, and you can do 30 days of P90X, Insanity, or any of over 400 workouts for free. Now here's the catch. In return, all I ask is you let us know what you think of the service so we can make Beachbody On Demand the best fitness and weight loss site ever created. Just text TRIAL to 303030 and get started for free right now. Again, text TRIAL to 303030.
Message and data rates may apply. Membership fees apply after 30-day free trial. Cancel anytime.
Do you have a family you care about? Don't have them wishing you didn't keep putting off doing the right thing. Hi, this is Attorney Mike Collins. I'm not trying to lay a guilt trip on you, but I am trying to get you to shape up your affairs. Sleep easier knowing you've done all you can to protect your loved ones from needless expense, taxes, and hassle down the road. Come to my seminar and learn what you need to do now to avoid a legal mess in the future. Tuition is free. Register now at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
5:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good start here. Morning commute, Maryland 95, Virginia 95, 395 to the 14th Street Bridge without any worries. Traveling the Beltway, good, Virginia and Maryland. You have road work set up on Maryland's 50, heading eastbound 50, outbound just past 704. You have the two right lanes blocked with this ongoing paving project they've been doing all week. They are scheduled to be out there until 9 o'clock. And no troubles on 66 here early on. Looks like we're still up at speed. Coming through Leesburg, Route 7, Greenway Toll Road quiet. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Continuing with the dangerous heat once again today. Very warm to start today. Quickly into the 80s. Hot, humid this afternoon. 95 will feel hotter. Tonight, few clouds, 74. Tomorrow, a hit or miss storm in the afternoon might bring some relief. Don't bet on it. 91. Sunshine Sunday, highs low 90s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 70 in Herndon, 72 in Beltsville, 78 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630. WMAL.
It's 5:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. As you might imagine, we are dedicating a great deal of the show today to the events in Nice, France, where some 84 people were mowed down by a man in a truck. And it does have all the markings of a terrorist attack. At 6:05 this morning, we'll talk to Mark Krikorian, who is an immigration expert who's actually in Nice, France. Dr. Seb Gorka at 6:35. We'll pick up Ambassador Jim Woolsey at about 7:15. And we'll also talk to Dr. Zu Jasser coming up at 8:05. Other stuff we're talking about, of course, today is Mike Pence as the apparent choice of Donald Trump. To that end, we'll talk to Brett Baer and also David Hawkins, a senior editor at Roll Call. Busy, busy morning here on Mornings on the Mall. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
1 week ago, Brian Wilson, we were talking about the horrible murders of five police officers in Dallas, Texas. And that, of course, in reaction to officer-involved shootings and the whole idea from the Black Lives Matter movement that in some way black people are treated unequally. Is that the right way to put it? Unequally? Without equity. From law enforcement in America. And of course, this conversation has continued all through President Obama's words at the Dallas Memorial earlier this week, right up until last night, where he had a scheduled town hall meeting on ABC News. Now, let's just be clear. By about 6 o'clock last night, it seemed pretty clear that this was a terror attack of some kind that happened in Nice, France. But they went ahead with their Obama race town hall anyway. We had the At the exact same time he's having this big old dog and pony show about race in America, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump both running for office, at the exact same time they were on cable news talking about the war on terror. They were talking about jihadists. But I guess, you know, ABC and Disney's scheduling is more important to Barack Obama. He did not suspend any of his agenda last night out of respect for the terror attacks. And, well, we want to play a little bit of what occurred last night. Here is Barack Obama, your president, literally making excuses for Black Lives Matter.
I know that there are some who have criticized even the phrase Black Lives Matter as if the notion is that other lives don't matter. And so you get, you know, All Lives Matter or Blue Lives Matter. I understand the point they're trying to make. I think it's important for us to also understand that the phrase Black Lives Matter simply refers to the notion that there's a specific vulnerability for African Americans that needs to be addressed. It's not meant to suggest that other lives don't matter. It's to suggest that other folks aren't experiencing this particular vulnerability.
Yeah, he went on to make more lectures to the people in the room, and again to he tried to pretend or put on the mantle of being the equitable arbiter here, that he's trying to bring both sides together. But when push came to shove, he consistently fell in line on the side of the Black Lives Matter agenda. Here's one thing he said to a police chief.
The one thing I can tell you I hear more often than anything, though, that I think would be helpful on the police side would be initiating investigations that people feel are transparent.
Did you hear what he said there? So that people feel are transparent. This is all about the feelings of people.
Isn't it ironic that a man who is not known for his transparency wants to see transparency?
And then there's that.
How about setting an example in that regard, Mr. President?
Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick made some headlines as he stood and spoke to the president.
Police officers in Texas know without question, regardless of their political party, that they have my support and I have their back. I'm concerned that police officers across the country, they know you support law enforcement, of course, but do they really in their heart feel like you're doing everything you can to protect their lives? Yesterday, you had meetings at the White House, and afterwards you said the tension between the police and between Black America is only going to get worse. Words matter. Your words matter much more than mine.
This was a powerful moment, actually, and he was sitting in the front row, so he stood up and was looking directly at the president. And rather than acknowledge that maybe he has some sort of responsibility here, and then in some way by hosting Black Lives Matter at the White House, by making statements like, we'll never know what happened with Michael Brown and Ferguson. No, we know very well what happened with Michael Brown and Ferguson. His own Justice Department has investigated that matter. By constantly making public statements that seem to suggest that he is on the side of the community organizers disrupting lives in the streets rather than on the sides of the men who wear the badge. Instead of acknowledging that maybe he needs to be a little more circumspect, he got very defensive.
I have been unequivocal in condemning any rhetoric directed at police officers.
Has he? Because he hosts Black Lives Matter in the White House. He gives them an honorable spot at the White House at a table right next to him and private meetings with them. And these are the people who lead chants in the streets saying pigs in a blanket. Has he really been unequivocal? Because I don't know. I think there's room for equivocation there. I'll let him continue. I interrupted him.
So I think, Lieutenant Governor, you'd have to find any message that did not include a very strong support for law enforcement in all my utterances dating back to Ferguson.
And then he snarkily said, if you'd like, I can send you copies of my speeches. So this is the trick. He says, you know, you'll be hard pressed to find any of my public remarks that don't include a condemnation of any violence against police or doesn't have support for the police. That's what they do. They make sure that there's one line in there that he says, and then he throws that away and spends another 40 minutes talking about how the statistics show that Black people are treated differently by the police. Basically, it was more of the same last night.
Yep. No difference.
Yeah, and it would have been nice for him to do what the candidates did out of respect. You know, Donald Trump is not making his announcement today for vice president out of respect to the terror attacks. In my opinion, it would have been nice for the president to say, you know what, we've got time to talk about race. Let's focus on the real war against jihad. Where's his terrorism town hall, by the way?
Yeah.
We can have a terrorism town hall?
Yeah, it would be good, wouldn't it? It is now 5:44.
Find out how you can earn a respected degree from an accredited state university. With 90 programs and specializations for today's in-demand careers, you'll gain the skills you need to fulfill your dreams. Visit umuc.edu/radio. Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. U.S. and coalition military forces have continued to strike the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant terrorists in Syria and Iraq. The strikes were conducted as part of Operation Inherent Resolve, the operation to eliminate the ISIL terrorist group and the threats they pose. Details of the latest strikes, the results of which are based on initial reports, can be found by visiting WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for muscle cars, moon pies, and moon landings. For election days and superheroes. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. So if you're active duty, guard, reserve, or retired, you could qualify for a military discount on your car insurance. We've been helping military families save for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much GEICO's military discounts on car insurance could save you. Go to GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
I've done this a million times.
You never know when an emergency will arise.
Watch this!
So don't wait until you have one to know where the nearest emergency room is. With 12 locations, there's always an Inova emergency room near you. And the Inova app shows you which is the closest and each of their wait times. Our 12 hospital-based and freestanding emergency rooms are all open 24 hours and offer board-certified emergency physicians and seamless transport to the area's only Level 1 trauma center at Inova Fairfax Hospital. With specialized children's emergency rooms at Inova Fairfax and Inova Loudoun Hospitals, our pediatrics-trained emergency physicians are prepared to treat emergencies and patients of any size. So when the inevitable happens, you're prepared. Inova, join the future of health. Visit Inova.org/app.
5:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Larry, what I have to say, our commuters deserve this. Our early birds, good. I'm not seeing too much of anything. Not much to talk about. 270, Beltway, Maryland, Virginia, 66, 95, 395. Enjoy the early ride here in through town across the Anacostia Crossings. Also in good shape. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
No rest from the 90-degree heat over the next few days, although temperatures may come down just a few degrees by the weekend. Today, we're up to 95, hot, humid with a mix of clouds and sunshine. Tonight, mid-70s. Saturday, a stray afternoon thunderstorm might help a bit, 91. Sunshine, low 90 Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 78 degrees, traffic and weather brought to you by MyCleanPC.com.
If your computer is running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com.
5:47 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. We talked a lot about what's going on with Donald Trump and his choice, apparent choice, of Mike Pence as his vice presidential running mate. Let's talk a little bit about what Hillary Clinton was doing yesterday. She was in town. Hillary was on the Hill. Yes, the former senator was back in her old stomping grounds, meeting behind closed doors with Democrats. By all accounts, she got a warm reception. But then, according to The Hill this morning, she was asked some very tough questions about why the race was so close. In fact, The Hill says that the Democrats in that meeting were freaking out, and that's their word, about how tight this race had become. And by the way, it has become very tight in recent days. A new CBS New York Times national poll has it tied at 40-40. And one political pundit has observed that Clinton has outspent Trump 40-1, and it's tied. That's pretty amazing. I mean, that's really an amazing statistic, if it's correct, and I believe that it probably is. So she's on the Hill meeting with senators yesterday, and they were asking, why is the race so close? And she said, well, it's a difficult time. People are angry. They don't like institutions, and I guess the Clintons are looked at as an institution. So that is what happened on the Hill. Then she went with Senator Tim Kaine of Virginia over to Annandale for a campaign event, and Hillary told
what has got to be the worst, corniest joke or an attempted joke. It's not really funny. A joke has to be funny, right?
Yeah, that's usually one of the criteria.
It wasn't funny at all. It was a weak, feeble attempt to tie into the Pokemon Go craze.
I don't know who created Pokemon Go, but I'm trying to figure out how we get them to have Pokemon go to the polls.
Ladies and gentlemen, I beseech you, please, do not let this woman become president. I can't take this for 4 years.
If the looming threat of jihadist terrorists and having a competent commander-in-chief is not going to motivate you, if wanting to maintain secure borders is not going to motivate you, if wanting to reverse the trend of the horrific moribund economy brought on by the Obama years and will only be continued by the Hillary Clinton years, if that doesn't motivate you, please be motivated by this.
Because I can't. I can't do it.
Hillary, none of us can.
I don't think I can take it.
Who wants 4 years?
Who among us could take it?
God.
As I mentioned, Tim Kaine was with her, Senator Tim Kaine from the Commonwealth of Virginia, who is being talked about as a potential running mate for Hillary Clinton. It probably doesn't work to Kaine's advantage that recent polls suggest that Clinton is doing very well in the Commonwealth, but Tim Kaine was there and he spoke in Spanish.
Oh, yeah, it's good stuff.
Y otra vez, estamos listos para Hillary. Estamos listos para Hillary.
Tim Kaine giving a Spanish lesson there. That's what we need.
¿Dónde está la casa de Pepe?
So what's worse, that or...
I don't know who created Pokemon Go.
I can't.
Here's El Rushbone.
The Seattle Parks and Recreation Department trying to figure out how to handle an issue that popped up earlier this month. A guy entered a women's locker room at a swimming pool facility and promptly began to undress. The women using the room alerted the staff who entered the women's locker room, and they ordered the guy to leave. Now, instead of packing up his package and leaving, the man told the staff, "The laws changed. I have a right to be here." Although he never said he identified or presented, that's the word, as a woman, the staff couldn't do a thing. New state law does allow people access to whatever bathroom they decide to use based on whatever gender they decide they wish to present. Now, if you think this is just a lighthearted example of unintended consequences, hold on, because later in the day, the guy came back and entered the female locker room again, and this time young girls were using the room, changing for swimming practice. No word on how parents reacted after they learned that their young daughters undressing had to share a locker room with this guy. Now, I predicted this would happen, and now it has happened, and it's going to continue, and it's going to get worse, because there are some guys, especially teenagers with raging hormones, and some perverts out there who will view these new transgender rules as a gift from the heavens, when in fact, it's just a bunch of more stupidity from liberals trying to be fair, and this is what we get.
In service to humanity.
Rush, noon to 3, now on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Say, folks, I believe that if you make a product, you ought to stand behind it. And no one stands behind their tractors like my good friends at Mahindra. Now, you've heard me talk about Mahindra's industry-leading warranty, but now Mahindra has taken the best and made it even better with an improved limited powertrain warranty. Not for 5 years, not 6 years. Now a full 7 years on select models. 7 years. That's the industry's best warranty, period. It's easy to offer the strongest warranty on the toughest tractors on earth. So care for the land you love and rest easy knowing Mahindra cares for you with their brand new 7-year warranty. What else would you expect from the world's number one selling tractor, Mahindra? Learn more at MahindraUSA.com.
Take advantage of rock bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at Cecil's Tractors in Warrenton or visit Cecil'sTractors.com. That's Cecil'sTractors.com.
Have you put off seeing the dentist because you can't afford to go? Are big dental bills taking a big toll on your wallet? Would you like to have dental insurance but think it's too expensive? If you answered yes to any of these questions, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company for a free information kit. See how you can help protect your teeth and your wallet for less than a dollar a day. 1-800-400-0806. This is real dental insurance that can help cover over 350 procedures, all the ones you're most likely to need. Everything from cleanings and fillings to crowns and dentures. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. You can see any dentist you choose, and you'll never pay a deductible. Call in the next 10 minutes, and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-400-0806. That's 1-800-400-0806. 1-800-400-0806.
Your yard is your kingdom. So when mosquitoes invade, you want more than candles and zappers.
You want warriors like us.
We're Terminix, an elite force of anti-mosquito professionals.
We're armed with 85 years of successful missions against pests and termites.
Terminix will design a custom battle plan for defending your yard. And it starts with a free mosquito estimate. Call 1-800-900-6118.
Our one-of-a-kind mosquito control formula delivers far more than a defensive barrier or repellent. It actually kills mosquitoes where they live.
It's a breakthrough in mosquito control with a natural active ingredient. It's eco-friendly and safe for use around people and pets.
It can eliminate more than 90% of mosquitoes in treated areas in 2 to 3 weeks.
Then we'll come back once a month during the mosquito season to keep them down.
Defending your yard is a big job.
So go big. Go Terminix Mosquito Service.
Defend your yard by calling Terminix, America's leading provider of termite and pest control. For your free mosquito estimate, call 1-800-900-6118. 1-800-900-6118.
5:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Larry, fantastic start to this commute. Just a little bit of volume starting to form. DC 295, we'll take it. No incidents along the way, but as you head past Benning toward Pennsylvania Avenue on Virginia's 95 northbound, good. Out of Stafford, starting to see that volume, though, Dale City to Woodbridge, again in Newington, 66 in good shape. Beltway through Annandale, Tyson, Silver Spring, Prince George's County, and the Wilson Bridge without any delays right now. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Continuing with the dangerous heat once again today. Very warm to start the day. Quickly into the 80s. Hot, humid this afternoon. 95 will feel hotter. Tonight, few clouds, 74. Tomorrow, a hit or miss storm in the afternoon might bring some relief. Don't bet on it. 91. Sunshine Sunday. Highs low 90s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett from a Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 78 degrees, 5:56.
Some say spring is the best time to sell your home, but I say the best time to sell your home is any season, as long as you're working with my friend Frank Prindle and the associates of RE/MAX Allegiance. Consider the story of Jermaine, who listed her Capitol Hill condo with a prominent D.C. agent. Sadly, she had little traffic and one ridiculously low offer. When she finally hired Frank Prindle, he delivered her a full list offer within 14 days. I've said it before, I'll say it again. All agents are not the same. Frank Prindle is committed to protecting your investment and getting you top dollar. Plus, there is no risk to working with Frank. You agree upon a price and a deadline. If the deadline passes, Frank will buy your home guaranteed. Look, it's no accident. The nation's leading authority on real estate and Shark Tank co-star Barbara Corcoran only recommends Frank Prindle in the D.C. metro area out of thousands of agents. So call Frank Prindle today, 703-399-4538, online at itrustfrank.com.
Built for business. In business, time is money. In business, money is also money. No wonder nearly 1,000 businesses choose Comcast Business Internet over DSL from the phone company every single day. Not only is it up to 5 times faster, it's actually a better value when you go with the fastest plan. So take a minute out of your busy schedule and call Comcast Business. It will be well worth your time. And your money.
Switch to Comcast Business Internet. Then add voice and TV for just $34.90 a month. And ask about our 2-year price guarantee. Call 800-501-6000 or visit ComcastBusiness.com. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 8/31/16. Restrictions apply. Limited to 1 voice line and private view TV for new customers. 2-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet and an additional monthly charge. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including broadcast TV fee extra. Savings claim based on cost per megabits per second. Compares Comcast 100 megabits per second and 20 megabits per second DSL downloads.
At the Roselle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend the Athlete's Triad of Dysfunction on Wednesday, July 20th at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit RoselleCare.com. That's RoselleCare.com.
This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. After 38 years of practice and almost a million patient visits, the Rozelle Center for Healing knows what works and knows how you can take control of your health and wellness. My team of doctors practice 21st century integrative medicine. Whether you suffer from chronic pain and fatigue, allergies or headaches, we can help. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Make an appointment today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit online at rozellecare.com. That's rozellecare.com.
Coming up on Mornings on the Mall.
Well, Mark Krikorian, Executive Director of the Center for Immigration Studies, is in Nice, and he will join us.
Yeah, we're also going to speak with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. He, of course, an expert on terror attacks. He wrote the book, Defeating Jihad. Let me give you a rundown of what we've got coming up later this morning as well as we continue our in-depth coverage. 7:05, we're going to speak with David Hawkins. He's a senior editor at Roll Call. Talk about the announcement pending of Mike Pence for Trump's running mate. Ambassador Jim Woolsey, former CIA director, will join us at 7:15. And then at 8:05, Dr. Zudi Jasser on the jihadist threat. And also at 8:35, Brett Baer of Fox News Channel, as he always joins us to give us a wrap-up of a very busy week in the news. All that coming up.
It's now 6 o'clock, time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL.